Fort Recovery Village Council met in regular session on Monday, November the 3rd. During the meeting, they heard updates on various projects, including the lagoon wastewater study. We're moving forward with that. The general plan has been submitted to EPA, and we have a follow-up meeting with the engineers this week to start working on the final drawings. The water plant study is also moving along. Final design work is fairly completed. We should get a copy of that for our review here in the next week or so, and then it will be submitted to EPA. Also working on the third well site study. We have had discussions with EPA and the engineers involved in this, and we're going to meet and go through what makes the most sense for us moving forward on that. That should be wrapping up soon, too. The water tower project is 100% completed, and the final pay request was approved for Caldwell Tank last night, so that project is done. We're moving forward with the systemic funding ODOT sidewalk grant out on 49 South and Sharpsburg Road. Final review is going on right now, and it should be looking like it'll go out to bid at the end of this year with construction next summer. That will be, again, putting sidewalks in down 49 South and Sharpsburg Road around Flaylor Road. So that's a good improvement. Also working on the Safe Routes to School grant that we got. And again, that is more sidewalks at schools and crossings at schools. That looks like a summer 2027 project. We will be filing the Fort Camp annexation on November the 20th, when the 30 days expire, allowing it to be filed and finalized. And we will be passing legislation on December the 1st, which will be after the 60 days have expired since the commissioners approved the Ruin Camp annexation. So those two are moving forward. Also discussed that the tax levy renewal, which is upping our income tax rate from 1% to 1.5%, is on the ballot today. Remind the council that the polls are open from 6:30 to 7:30. Also discussed the pool renovation project. We are working with the company right now on some final ideas. We got some good numbers this week, and we're working forward with that. We're also applying for some additional funding for that, looking for a fall of next year project on that if everything goes well. Council passed three pieces of legislation that last night. One first was to advance money from the waterfront to the ODOD water tower fund and amended the 2025 appropriations to allow that. Also passed a resolution to authorize application to the Land and Water Conservation Fund for some more swimming pool renovation project funding. Discussed the 2026 budgeting, went through the capital budget improvements and vehicles and so forth, and council basically gave their approval to that, and that'll be finalized here over the next month and a half. Council did then meet in executive session to discuss end of year personnel reviews. Came out of that with the only action being taken is to get the wage ordinance approved and ready for the next meeting. Next meeting is November the 17th at 7:30 p.m.